We are going to go live. Is this Jen Cault? Jen?
It is.
Okay, Jen Cault. We're going to do an emergency edition of Jen Cault sits through the meeting so you don't have to. Jen, welcome back.
Thanks, Mike.
Now, you are with Humboldt Baykeeper, and we'll do the segment from time to time where you sit through a meeting so that we don't have to. You are the policy director for Baykeeper. You're down in Fort Bragg right now, but you watched the Humboldt County Supervisor meeting last night or yesterday during the day.
Yes.
Nothing interesting happened yesterday at the Supes meeting, right?
No. They were supposed to vote on the most, what has been some of the most controversial parts of the general plan update, which actually the furor has really died down over in the last year or two. But it was basically the whether or not people can build houses on timber production zone land without any, kind of addressing of impacts to fish and rivers and everything. That's what they were supposed to vote on. But they didn't. Ryan Sundberg started the discussion by announcing that he wants to start the process over because it's too big and complicated for him to feel good about voting on. And then Virginia Bass and Rex Bone agreed with him, and they couldn't vote on that, though, because it wasn't on the agenda. So they couldn't vote yesterday to just start the whole process over. They need to put that on the agenda for the meeting that's coming up on Monday, this Monday. So that'll be at 1:30 on Monday.
Let's back up just for a minute and look at the general plan process. Let's pretend that somebody listening just moved to Humboldt County. This process, the general plan, is the roadmap for what the county wants itself to look like. How are we going to plan for the next, couple of decades with regards to growth? And where do the sewers go? And how do we keep fish alive in rivers if people are scraping hillsides? And I mean, it's just this massive document. 12 years in the making, millions of dollars, thousands of hours of staff time have been sunk into this thing. And last night, the motion was sort of put forward, or the idea was put forward to just kill the thing entirely. This was
It's important to also recognize that thousands and thousands of hours of public input has gone into this plan. I mean, it's been going on since it was first launched in 1999. The current plan that the county uses to approve development was adopted in 1984, so it's almost 30 years old. It's so out of date that it's really difficult for anyone to interpret, and that's a big part of the problem. But, it's pretty safe to say that just going back to that plan isn't going to make anything easier for anybody, including, people who just want to get permits to build something, or developers who want to subdivide, or people who want to make sure that the environment and the protected species are being considered adequately. Thousands and thousands of hours of, people not having dinner with their families and going to these hearings and spending hours and hours reading all this stuff for years. I mean, literally years. Planning Commission hearings, 3 times a month, for years.
Yeah, I mean, not to look. This is a massive, massively important news story. The problem is that it's shrouded in this general plan thing, which, as we all know, is the cloak of boredom. But what it looks like from where I sit is that you've got Sundberg, freshman, you've got Rex Bone, incoming, and both of these people are looking at going, I wasn't there for that. I don't know what's going on. This thing's too big. Let's do it over. And to me, that looks crazy. I mean, if the next general plan is going to take another 12 years, I mean, this thing is so, well, is it close to getting pushed into the end zone, Jen?
I have no idea. Are you kidding?
Okay.
I mean, I met with both Rex and Ryan over their 30-day break where they, put it on hold for a month to get up to speed, and they never mentioned any of this to me. I mean, we talked about the details of the timber and ag policies and how we can, you know, come up with ways to address the fish in the river impacts while also letting people live on TPZ land, because that's clearly what the county as a whole wants, is both those things.
Right. And the county is polarized on that.
Huh?
Well, there is some polarization going on.
There's not really that much anymore. There was. Really, a lot of these arguments have been had at the Planning Commission, and people are like, hey, you know what? The timber industry is not going to let this happen. They're not going to let any changes to the TPZ rules happen. So, okay, let's just deal with that and move on. We all know the Pacific Lumber Kingdom plan technically could happen again, but they're not here anymore, and, at least... not in reality, in our minds, they're still here, apparently. But, we need to just move on and figure out how to make this happen in a way that's not going to have people at each other's throats for another 5 or 10 years.
Or beyond. Look, before we wrap this up, I just want to read a little thing that is in the HumboldtSentinel.com. In an article written by Thomas Bradshaw, quote, to audible gasps, Bone finished by saying, we're going to have to start a new one in a year anyway. And then he continues, long a champion of the plan update process before assuming his seat in 2008, Supervisor Mark Lovelace was visibly shaken by the turn of events and lashed out in response, saying, quote, none of us had any basis to say we can't hack it. I'm sorry, but this is the job we signed on to. The idea of even beginning to throw away 12 years of process is just not acceptable. In the article, it says Sundberg fired back, telling Lovelace he objected to being chastised. Sundberg, quote, I think it's borderline rude to say we're not willing to hack it. I'm asking the question of whether or not we can pare the general plan down to where it's understandable. So that is from the HumboldtSentinel.com. We're going to refer people over there. Jen, have a safe drive back. Thank you for chipping in, and obviously you're going to keep us posted on this thing.
Thanks a lot.
Jen Colt from Humboldt Baykeeper.